If you would, open up 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. You know, there's a pattern in Scripture that matters, and that is the indicative leads to the imperative. And now there's a lot of examples of this. We see it in places like Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Since therefore you've been raised with Christ, set your mind on things above." So the sense you've been raised with Christ, right, that is the indicative. The imperative is set your mind on things above. And our Bible's filled with examples. Like, you don't have to turn there. Hebrews 4 and verse 14. "Since we have a great high priest who passed through the heavens, Jesus, Son of God." So that's the indicative. The imperative is let us hold fast our confession. And so we see a powerful lesson here in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. And I'm reading out of New King James. New King James says, "Therefore," now like your ESV, NIV is going to say "since," right? It's indicative in nature, or it'll say "therefore since," having these promises, right? So that's the indicative. Let us cleanse ourselves. Here's the imperative. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You know, we often look for God's presence, but then we resist his purifying, right? The purpose of the word is to purify us, right? John chapter 1, 1 through 8, it's a good passage there. The vine dresser, God, is going to prune us or clean us with his word, right? And we resist that a lot. You know, we want the intimacy, that relationship with God, without the interruption of holiness. And, you know, but the two are inseparable. And this is one of those great passages here. And look, this isn't legalism, right? This is loyalty. And so God's people, the problem is many times we've yoked ourselves to those things that dilute our devotion. And, you know, and yet he speaks not just with warnings, but the promise, with a promise here, right? And you see it all over Scripture, right? I will dwell with them. You know, I will walk with them. I will be their father, right? All of these promises again and again, right? That's the indicative. And that always leads to an imperative, right? That the indicative really is God's command. The imperative is, you know, how I am to respond. And so Paul here says, since we have these promises, indicative, cleanse yourself. That's the imperative, right? Not to somehow earn his love, but to experience that nearness that he offers us, right? And by the way, the word cleanse there, at least out of the New King James, that word in the original language is, it's about purifying or removing. It's kind of like uncluttering a room for an honored guest coming over, right? When you have someone come and maybe eat dinner at your house, what do? You clean the house, right? Even, you know, more so than you do normally. So it's kind of that idea. And, you know, and holiness that we read of, it's not so much, I think, about subtraction, rather it's about surrender. And I think that's a good way to look at this. It's not about necessarily behavior, but rather it's about becoming, it's about growing in that sanctified life. And it's about basically us asking, you know, what needs to go in my life to glorify God? You know, what do I need to remove? What do I need to clean up to glorify God? And not because of simply obligation, but rather it's about enjoying that abundant life that we're promised in Christ. And it's about glorifying him with our lives. So just some thoughts there. Wonderful passage, 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 1. And let me ask you this as we offer the invitation. Is there something in your life you need to remove? Right? Remember the indicative, right? God promises us, he keeps his promises, right? And we've been given so much in Christ, now the imperative. How are you going to respond to that? So what do you need to remove from your life? If we can help you with that, we'd love to do so. If you need to obey the gospel, we'll do that. If you need to reconcile to God, we can help you in that. Or if you just need prayers, Let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.